Great, everybody. Welcome to the to Unscripted Jeopardy. I am your host, Doug Hummer. This is, of course, match number 5 of round 1. I have with me my trusty sidekick, Eric. He's here just in case I fuck up Final Jeopardy again. And tonight's contestants are, we have my buddy Rick is here.
Yo.
Right. We have Stevie, of course, from the Friday Night Unscripted Wrestling Podcast.
Hi.
And a very special treat for everybody. We actually have, from the Dirt Sheet Dudes Podcast, we have Boxman with us.
Yes, sir. How is everyone?
We're doing good, Box. We're doing good.
All right.
Before we get started real quick, since the show is scheduled for 90 minutes. Box, why don't you go ahead and plug your show?
All right. Dirt Sheet Dudes. You can find us on Mixler.com/Dirt Sheet Dudes. We are live right after SmackDown on Fridays and right after AEW on Wednesdays. So just go ahead right there. And you can find us at pretty much anywhere you can find podcasts, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, even on YouTube. So there you go.
Awesome. Yeah, and of course, you can listen to us every Friday night before them at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. So if you don't feel like watching SmackDown, you can catch us for the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast. We got a poll up right now on Facebook and on Twitter. Eric picked the poll options for next Friday. Eric, you want to tell us what it is? Because I can't remember.
DX Retrospective, Lita Career Retrospective. Rhodes Family Retrospective, and Women's Tier List of the 2000s Retrospective.
Ooh.
All right.
Both good. So both good.
Those are...
I put the poll up in the group, Bob.
All right. So we got those four options, so listen to that. And, of course, listen to us every Sunday around 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the Top Tier Podcast. My brother Daniel... will be revealing, I believe on Friday, he said he's going to reveal what next week's tier list is going to be. The Game of Thrones Part 2 tier list should be dropping anytime. You can find us on all major podcast platforms as well. And, of course, keep the ears out for the Jeopardy tournament. We still have 4 first-round matches after this one. We're going to do 2 of them on Tuesday. We got a couple of them scheduled for Saturday. And then the last one, it depends on when everybody's not busy. And then we'll keep everybody posted on round 2. All right, that's enough of the plug-in. Now on to the rules to this thing. Yes, there are rules, even though I made them up, so they're probably fucked up. So basically, there are 10 categories here. 5 first-round categories, 5 second-round categories, and then... Final Jeopardy. Now, for Final Jeopardy, it's going to be a little different because I'm going to ask each of you a different Final Jeopardy question. You're going to give me a wager. You're going to wager however many of your points you want to wager. We're going to do different Final Jeopardy questions for each of you just so I don't fuck it up.
Okay.
What the hell?
All right.
Yeah. So we got... So now the 10 or the 5 categories for round 1 are late night talk show hosts. We also have All in the Family, The City of Cleveland, of Bruce Springsteen, and Celebrity Deaths.
Ooh, a fun one.
Yeah. Those are your 5 first round categories. Hold on. And we're going to decide via coin flip who's going to go first.
Somebody else is calling right. In.
Yeah, I have no idea who that is, Eric.
Hello?
Who we got?
Who is this?
Anyway, all right. So, Rick and Stevie, you two will first participate in the coin toss, and then the winner of that will face Boxman. Rick, call it near. You were the first one to call in.
Heads.
All right, it is heads. All right, Box, call it near. Heads or tails?
All right. Heads.
It's actually tails. Rick is going to go first.
All right.
Rick, pick your category. In round one, the point values are from 100 to 500.
Go celebrity fest for 100.
Okay. I really should bookmark these pages, I swear to God.
Probably.
Jesus Christ, I've done 5 episodes already. So, here we go. All right. So, everybody guess how much, Rick?
100.
All right. Which former King of Queens actor passed away on May 11th of this year? Now, it's just Rick's question. If Rick gets it wrong, then it moves on to Boxman. And the Boxman, if you don't get it right, then it'll move on to Stevie. So nobody shout out answers except for Rick right now.
Okay.
I want to say it was Jerry Stiller.
You would be correct for 100 points.
Okay.
All right. Rick, you still have control of the board.
Two celebrity deaths for 200.
Okay. What musician known as the King of Pop passed away in 2009?
Oh my God. Michael Jackson?
That is correct for 200 points.
Nice.
Okay.
All right, Rick, you still have control of the board.
Yep, let's stay in the same category and go 300.
Which actor known for his roles on News Radio and SNL was murdered by his wife on May 28, 1998?
I have no idea.
All right, Box, do you know?
Phil Hartman.
That is correct for 300 points, Boxman.
I knew it was Phil. I was trying to think of that damn last name. Phil Hartman. There we go. All right.
Yeah. All right, Box, you now have control of the board.
You know what? Let's stick with that. What is it, 400 we're on now?
Yeah.
I like that one. Keep going.
All right. This former reality TV star accidentally overdosed in February of 2007.
Ah, I believe we're talking Anna Nicole Smith.
That is correct for 400 points.
Yes, she overdosed in the Fort Lauderdale Hard Rock Hotel.
All right. All right, Cox, you...
Keep it going. Let's finish it out.
All right. Which former Hogan's Heroes star was murdered on June 29th, 1978.
Oh, shit. You went Hogan's Heroes on me. No, I got nothing.
All right, Stevie, do you know?
What was the question?
Which former Hogan's Heroes star was murdered on June 29th, 1978?
I have no idea.
All right, Rick, do you know the answer?
I got nothing.
All right, the actor's name is actually Bob Crane.
How the fuck are we going to know that?
Right?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know,
this is network television. Sorry.
don't worry. We're rated R, so we're good.
Oh, okay. Good.
You should hear half the shit I say on this show.
All right.
If you thought my mouth got me into trouble when I was with you guys, I've gotten much worse.
Yeah, I've been there, man. I've been there. But all right, where were we?
You actually still have control of the board.
Who does? Me? You? Oh, who?
You do.
Let's try late night talk show hosts for let's do 100 and go from there.
Okay. All right. Here we are. Okay. What network did Conan O'Brien move to after leaving NBC?
Ooh. CBS?
Incorrect. Stevie,
okay.
Do you know the answer?
TBS.
TBS is correct.
Wow.
For 100 points. All right, Steve, you pick the next category.
I'd have to say late night talk show hosts for 200.
Okay. All right, who took over the late show from David Letterman?
Stephen Colbert.
All right, that is correct for 200 points.
All right.
Let's go late night talk show hosts for 300.
Okay. What former co-host of Comedy Central's The Man Show is now host of a late night talk show on ABC?
I have no idea.
All right, Rick?
I want to say Jimmy Kimmel.
You would be correct.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's just keep it going with the late night talk show. What are we on, 300?
400.
Oh, 400, okay.
All right. Who took over the late show from Craig Kilborn?
I have no idea.
Okay, Box?
I'm going to guess Jimmy Fallon.
Incorrect.
Okay.
Do you know?
What was the question?
Who took over the late show from Craig Kilborn?
I have no idea.
All right, it was actually Craig Ferguson.
Oh, that guy.
Okay.
Who the hell is he?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, before he did that, he was Mr. Wick on the Drew Carey Show.
Hmm. Yeah. Good.
All right.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right, Rick, you still have control of the board.
Let's finish it off. Late night for 500.
All right. How long did Conan O'Brien host Late Night with Conan O'Brien on NBC?
Eight years?
Incorrect. Oxman?
I'm six.
Incorrect. Stevie?
Okay.
I'd have to say 7 years.
You're all incorrect. He actually hosted for quite a while. It was 16 years.
Oh.
Yeah. Obviously,
well,
we're huge.
My first answer would have been wrong anyway.
Obviously, we're huge Conan O'Brien fans here.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I am a huge fan of Conan O'Brien. That's why I devoted two questions to him. All right, Rick, you actually get to pick the next category.
Why don't we just dive right in and do Bret Hart for 500? What the hell?
That's not till round two, Rick.
Oh, my bad. All in the Family for 500.
All right. Okay. For how much?
Let's do 500.
Oh, boy.
Whoa. Balls to the wall.
Yeah. Yep. We're just going to go full out on this one.
All right.
All right. What is the name of the bar Archie would often go to?
Doug. Somebody's calling again.
All right.
I got no idea.
All right, Boxman, do you know the name of it?
No, I don't.
All right, Stevie?
No.
All right, it's actually Kelsey's Bar.
Oh, okay.
Eric, I have no idea who this other number is. This person can just listen to the show if they want, but I've already got everybody on here that I need.
Okay. Do you tell anybody by mistake the wrong date or something?
Would I do a thing like that?
Maybe they misheard you.
I don't know. They can just listen. And if it's somebody that I... If it's somebody I know, they can just yell at me later. All right. Rick, you still have control of the board.
Okay. Do All in the Family for 400.
All right. What did Archie often call his son-in-law?
Moron?
Incorrect. Boxman?
Oh, you know what? Meathead.
All right. Yep, that is correct for 400 points.
Okay. My God, that's things I remember from being a child. Anyway. Wow. Go ahead.
All right, Boxman, you actually have control of the board.
All right. Go ahead with that for 300. Let's see what else we can do.
All right. Who played the role of Archie's work friend, Stretch Cunningham?
God, I've seen this guy. I can see his face. Old. He's got the bald in the middle. I don't know his name. I can see him, but I can't tell you who he is.
All right. Stevie, do you know who it is?
No.
Okay. Rick?
No.
All right. The actor's name is actually James Cromwell.
I knew his first name. All right. The first name I was right on. There was no way I was getting that last name, though.
All right. Fox, you still have control.
All right. You know what? Let's change it up a little bit. Let's see what we can do with Bruce Springsteen for 100.
All right.
The boss.
Yeah. That's my Bruce Springsteen impression. I like it.
Who are those two members? Check the group chat. You have all you need, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. My assistant was just checking in on me. All right, Bruce Springsteen for how much there, Box?
100.
All right. What is the name of Bruce Springsteen's band?
Why can't I fucking think of this right now? The E Street Band.
The what?
E Street Band. E.
Okay.
Edward. Am I right?
Yes, you're right.
Fucking better.
Oh, yeah, I was going to tell you that. Yes, you're right. You still have control.
All right, let's try the same one for 200. Let's keep going.
All right. Well, this can be easy. What is Springsteen's nickname?
The Boss. Till Sasha stole it.
I mean, I think Sasha's hotter than Bruce, but I mean that's gimmick infringement right there. I think he has the right to sue.
Well, and surprised he hasn't yet, but let's keep going for 300.
All right. What year was Born in the USA released?
Oh, shit. I didn't know you were going to go years on me. I'm not a Rain Man. I'm not a fucking Rain Man. I'm going to go 84.
You're right, Box.
Holy shit, that was a guess. Okay. Let's keep going, 400.
All right. What was the name of the 1975 breakthrough album that catapulted Springsteen to worldwide fame?
I got nothing. Nothing.
All right.
Can't.
All right, Stevie, do you know?
No, I don't.
All right, Rick?
Nope.
All right, it was actually Born to Run.
Okay. All right.
Box, you still have control.
Let's keep going. What are we at? Are we at four or five here?
We're at the 500 question is the one that's left.
All right, let's clean it out.
All right. Another year. What year was Springsteen inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Oh, 2001. Lucky guess. I don't know. Guess. 2001.
Incorrect. Stevie?
Okay.
2002.
Incorrect. Rick?
1995.
Incorrect. It was actually 1999.
Oh. Should have just gone 2003 for continuity.
Yeah.
Wanted to be a rebel.
All right.
There you go.
All right, Box, you still have control. We still have, I think there's still one question. What the hell?
Should be what?
One or two questions left in All in the Family, and we still have Cleveland.
Yeah, let's try the All in the Family for what is it? Four, three, whatever.
The 100 and the 200 are left.
All right, let's try the one.
All right. What is the name of Mike? What is the name of Mike and Gloria Stivick's son?
No clue. All
right, Stevie.
No idea.
Rick?
I got nothing.
Hey, it's actually Joey.
Okay. Well, let's just go ahead and clean that category out too, because I know I'm not going to do shit for Cleveland, so let's go ahead for that.
All right. Which spinoff is basically considered just a continuation of All in the Family?
Oh, shit. I don't know.
All right, Stevie?
I have no idea.
Rick?
I got nothing.
All right, Archie Bunker's Place.
Oh, well.
All right, Bachman, you still have control.
This is probably where I'm going to lose it. Cleveland for 100, I guess, because that's all that's left, right?
Yeah, that's all that's left here in round one.
All right,
let's see. What the fuck? Oh, I flipped past it twice. All right. right. Which TV sitcom starring the current host of The Price is Right took place in Cleveland?
Okay. The Drew Carey Show.
All right. That's correct for 100 points.
All right. All right. I guess for 200 now.
This A-list WWE superstar is from Cleveland.
That would be The Miz.
All right.
300.
I feel like I just threw you a couple softballs.
Those are a couple of bones right there, I'll admit. I ain't going to lie. But 300. Let's keep going.
All right. Who was the Cleveland Browns head coach for the 2019 season?
Yeah, you just lost me. I don't watch football at all. I will not be able to answer this. Please proceed.
All right, Stevie?
Hugh Jackson?
Incorrect.
Oh.
Rick?
Yeah, I don't know anything about football.
All right. It's actually Freddie Kitchens.
Mm.
All right, Fox. You have control still.
Yeah, well, what was it, 400? Go ahead.
Okay. How many times have the Cleveland Cavaliers won the NBA championship?
Six?
Incorrect.
Okay.
One.
That is correct.
Correct.
Awesome.
All right, Stevie, to finish off the category here for 500 points, which movie features the Cleveland Indians?
I know that.
I
know you do, but it's not your question. Keep quiet.
Oh. I don't know.
All right, Rick?
Major League.
All right, that is correct for 500 points.
All right.
Good job, Rick.
And that brings us to the end of round one. Your scores are, in first place, we have Boxman with 2,000 points.
Oh.
Second place, we have Rick with 1,100. Third place, we have Stevie with 700. It's still anybody's game.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with the categories we have coming up in round two.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now, in round two, point values are double. So it's from 200 to 1,000 points. All right. And Boxman, you're in the lead, so you have control of the board. Your five categories are Bret Hart, Cartoon Dogs, The Justice League, Madonna, and The Walking Dead.
Yeah, this is where the part of this is going to take a swing. All right, let's start with I'll go with Cartoon Dogs for 200.
All right. All right. For 200 points, what was the name of the Jetson dog?
Oh, shit. I should know this. Astro. All
right. That is correct for 200.
I knew I should have known that. Rastro. Okay, there we go. Let's do that. Let's keep going with the cartoon dogs for what is it? 400 now.
Yes.
Okay.
What is the name of what is the name of Scooby Doo's nephew?
Scrappy Doo.
All right.
I like Scrappy. Scrappy was a very underrated character. Let's keep going with cartoon dogs for 600. I guess.
All right. What blue hound was part of Yogi Bear's gang?
Oh, Yogi Bear. Blue. That dog was blue. What was that dog's name? Ooh, I don't remember the dog's name. I don't.
All right. Stevie, do you know?
I have no idea.
Rick?
I have no idea.
All right. It was Huckleberry Hound.
All right, Fox, you actually still have control of the board.
All right, let's keep going. Next one in that category, whatever, 800, I think.
Yes.
Okay.
Which Disney dog is also the name of a former planet?
Of a former planet?
Of a former planet.
Pluto.
Yep.
Okay. I think they reinstated that as a planet, just so you know.
Well... shows how much I pay attention to the news.
I know. It's not fun to pay attention to right now at all. So.
Not whatsoever.
Nah. All right, let's go ahead and get rid of the cartoon dogs here. For what are the 1,000, I think?
Yep. What is the name of Garfield's dog friend?
Odie.
Yep.
All right.
Cartoon dogs is finished. Boxman built himself a nice, comfortable lead.
Yeah, I don't know about that. These last couple ones, I'm pretty screwed on. I'm going to go Justice League for 200.
All right.
Skipping.
Somebody told me I should have bookmarked these pages, and I kind of just laughed at them. Boy, was I dumb! All right.
I think it was you who said that, but go ahead.
Well, I should have listened to myself. All right.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead.
Okay, for 200 points, Fox.
Mm-hmm.
Which co-founder of the Justice League was not part of the 2017 movie?
I have not seen that movie, so... Batman?
Incorrect, Stevie.
Okay.
I don't know.
Rick?
No idea.
Green Lantern.
Yeah, Green Lantern. Okay, let's fuck it. Let's try Madonna for 200 and see what happens here.
Alright.
He's flipping.
Didn't take that long. Alright, what is the name of Madonna's album that became the very first album by a female to sell over 5 million copies in the U.S.
Like a Virgin. I don't know.
You got it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay. Another shot in the dark. Okay. Let's try Madonna for 400 then.
Okay. How old is Madonna?
66?
Incorrect.
Okay.
Stevie?
65?
Incorrect. Rick?
53.
Incorrect.
Can I try?
What?
I wanted to try.
You've already had two chances to play this game.
I know.
No, Madonna is 62 years old. She actually turned 62 today. So the original answer to this question was 61, but I had to change it today.
Oh. All right. Let's keep going. Right, next one in that category.
What?
Next one, Madonna, whatever the next one is, was 6?
Yeah, 600. How many weeks in a row was the song Like a Virgin at the top of the Hot 100 charts?
18.
Incorrect.
Okay,
Stevie?
I figured.
15.
Incorrect. Rick?
10.
Incorrect. It was actually only 6.
All right. Keep going. Next one. 800, whatever it is.
All right. Who was Madonna's first husband?
Oh. I just know his name is Guy. I can't think of his last name. I don't know. I can't think of the last name. I just know the first name. I know it's not Guy Fieri, but that's so Guy something. So, there you go.
I don't even know.
All right, Rick?
No idea.
All right. Boxer, was actually Sean Penn.
Oh, that's right, Sean Penn. I forgot about him. I really try to a lot. But anyway, I get to close the category out. Or is there still two left? What is it, one or two?
There's one left.
Okay, let's do it. Let's forget about Madonna, please.
Okay. Last one in the category. Here we go for 1,000 points.
Mm-hmm.
For 1,000 points. One of the songs from Madonna's 1986 album, True, is titled Open Your Blank.
Open Your Heart.
That is correct for 1,000 points.
Woohoo! I listen to 80s music. All right.
Never mind, it's why she was a category.
We're down to two categories that I'm going to blow donks at. Bret Hart for 200.
I was wondering when you were going to bite the bullet.
Yeah, that is, because I have never watched one episode of Walking Dead, so. Someone's definitely taking that bad boy over, but Bret Hart, 200.
All right, for 200. Who did Bret defeat for his first WWF title in October 1992?
No clue.
All right, Stevie?
Ric Flair.
Yep. All right, Stevie, you have control of the board now.
Bret Hart for 300.
You know the point values are doubled, right?
Oh, I don't know.
So, for 600?
Yeah, for 600.
Okay. What was the name of the TV show Bret starred in?
I have no idea.
All right. Rick, do you know?
I'm probably completely wrong, but Nash Bridges?
Huh?
Nash Bridges?
No. Boxman?
No. Nothing.
All right, Lonesome Dove.
Lonesome Dove? Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, Stevie, you have control of the board.
Let's go with Bret Hart again.
All right, you want the 400, 800, or 1,000?
We'll go with 400.
All right. Bret had 7 brothers. Name 3 of them.
Owen, Bruce, and I can't name the third one offhand.
Okay. All right, Rich, you want to take a try at it?
The only one I know for sure is Owen.
All right. Fox?
Owen and Bruce were definitely right. Smith. Smith Lars.
Yep. That's for 400 points.
All right. That's bad that I knew that because I hate Bret Hart. But anyway, let's go ahead and go to, what is it, 800?
Yep.
All right. Bret for 800.
All right. What was the name of Bret and Jim Neidhart's finisher when they were the Hart Foundation?
Can't remember, man.
Okay. Stevie?
The heart attack.
That is correct.
Ah, all right.
All right, Stevie, do you want the last... do you want the last Bret Hart question?
Yeah, I'll take it.
All right. Name two of the five men that Bret defeated in the WCW World Title Tournament in 1999.
Chris Benoit and Sid Vicious.
You got one, but not the other. So that's,
okay.
Incorrect. All right,
okay.
Rick?
Chris Benoit and Booker T?
Incorrect. Box?
Chris Benoit and Kevin Nash.
Incorrect. You could have picked either. Chris Benoit was correct.
I knew that.
So you could have. You could have picked either Goldberg, Perry Saturn, Kidman, or Sting.
Yeah, I don't usually pick Goldberg for anything, so, okay.
I do. I know. All right. Stevie, you have control of the board. We still have four questions in the Justice League, and we still have the whole Walking Dead.
Let's go with the Walking Dead.
All right, how much? You want 200, 200, 400, 600, 800, or 1,000?
We'll go with 200.
Okay. What was Rick Grimes' occupation prior to the zombie apocalypse?
Doctor?
Incorrect. Rick?
He was a sheriff's deputy.
That is correct.
Right. Finally, all those years wasted watching Walking Dead are paying off.
Huh?
I said all those times watching, or all those years watching Walking Dead is finally paying off.
Exactly. All right, you have control.
Let's stay right with the Walking Dead for 400.
All right, what state was the show filmed in?
Georgia.
All right. That is correct for 400 points. All right, Ricky, you still have control.
I think we need some applause.
Oh, right.
That's what we need.
Walking Dead for, what, 600?
Yep. What season does Rick's wife, Lori, die?
Oh, my God. Want to say season 5?
Unfortunately, that's incorrect. Box.
Oh, I have no clue. I'm gonna say 4.
Incorrect, Stevie.
Season 6.
Incorrect. It was actually season 3. All right, Rick. You have back there and control the board.
If you'd stay with the continuity, man, you would have got it.
Walking Dead for 800.
All right. At the beginning of season 7, which two characters did Negan kill with his baseball bat?
my God. Oh my God, why can't I think of their names right now? Oh my God.
Nothing?
I know who it was, but I can't think of their name. So, yeah, just, yeah, I got enough. I'm done. I'm good.
All right. Box?
I got nothing. No.
All right. Stevie?
I got nothing either.
All right, it was actually Abraham and Glenn.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right,
Rick, you still have control. Do you want the 1,000-point question?
Yep, let's just finish off.
All right, what season did Andrew Lincoln, the man who played Rick Grimes, leave the show?
This last season, which was 9, I believe.
You are correct for 1,000.
Ooh.
All right. So now.
Let's just, Justice League. So we'll dive right into Justice League 200.
We did the 200 already. Now we're at 400.
Oh, right. Oh, 400, sorry.
All right. Who was the original Hawk Girl?
I got nothing.
All right. Box?
What was it again?
Who was the original Hawk Girl?
I don't know. I don't know that one.
I don't know that one either.
All right. Her name was Shiera Sanders Hall.
Oh, yeah. Sure it was. Okay.
I did. That's what Wikipedia said. All right, Rick, you still have control.
All right, let's just go to Justice League 600.
All right. What is Martian Manhunter's real name?
I have no idea.
All right, Boxman?
John Johns.
Correct.
What a waste of time as a kid. Go ahead. Let's go with the next one, whatever that is.
All right. For 800 points, what are the names of Superman's adopted parents?
Oh, shit. I know one, but I don't know his mother's name. I know he's the son of Jor-El. But that's all I know. I got one, not the other.
All right. Box, the names of his parents that adopted him when he dropped to Earth.
Wait, what? I don't know. I don't know them either.
Okay. All right.
We're good. We're good on both I don't knows.
Stevie?
Jonathan Kent and Martha Kent.
You got it.
Damn.
All right, now the 1,000-point question, Stevie. You get first crack at this. What is the name of the actor that plays Aquaman in the current DC movies?
I have no idea.
All right, Rick?
Jason Momoa?
Yep.
All right.
All right. Okay, so now. All right, that ends round two. So your scores at the end of round two, in third place we have Stevie with 2,400. In second place we have Rick with 3,600. Boxman's leading the charge with 6,600.
Jesus.
So now we're at Final Jeopardy. And we're hoping this goes smooth because I don't want to fuck this up third day in a row.
I got all the faith in you, Doug.
Thanks, Rick. That means a lot. All right. So I have three questions. So, Boxman, pick a letter A through C.
L.
A through C.
Oh, B. I'm sorry. I thought you said A through Z. Sorry.
I should have just said A, B, or C, but, you know.
All right. Well, there you go.
All right. So, Boxman's picking B. All right. Rick, A or C?
A.
All right. So, Stevie's going to get C. So, now what I want everybody to do is think of a point wager. Boxman, you could wager up to 6,600 points. Stevie, you can wager up to 2,400 points. Rick, you can wager up to 3,600.
Okay.
So now, Stevie, you're actually going first.
Okay.
How many points do you want to wager?
Now it's up to 24, right?
Yeah.
21.
All right, so for 2,100 points or to lose 2,100 points, you have question C. So what is the name of the movie where Jonathan Brandis plays a teenager that is obsessed with both karate and Chuck Norris?
I have no clue.
Okay. All right, that is going to cost you 2,100 points, and because nobody else has to answer that question because they have their own questions, I'm going to tell you the name of the movie is actually Sidekicks.
Okay.
Okay. Rick, you're up next. You had question A.
Okay.
How many points do you want to wager?
I'll wager 3,000.
All right. So either for 3,000 or to lose 3,000. On the show, Walker, Texas Ranger, which NFL team did Jimmy Trevett play for before becoming a Texas Ranger?
I'm going to just say the Cowboys.
You're correct.
Oh, Jesus.
All right. Box, you're in the pressure cooker.
Yep, I am. All right.
How many points you want to wager?
All right, so now he has how many?
He has 6,600 points. He is tied with you right now.
He's tied with me?
Yes.
All right, then I'll just go 1,000 and see what happens here.
All right, question B. At what WWF pay-per-view was Chuck Norris the special enforcer for a match between Yokozuna and The Undertaker?
Oh, you son of a bitch. You son of a bitch. You want me to give the year, too, don't you?
If you don't know the... I just basically said what paper.
I don't even know. SummerSlam?
Fox, that's incorrect.
That sucks. Oh, well.
It was actually Survivor Series 1994.
Yeah. Oh, well.
You know, it's actually funny. I was hoping you weren't going to pick that one because I remember back when we did the THC show, you said the night before you basically just spent drinking.
Yeah, pretty much.
You didn't watch a lot of wrestling back then, so.
Funny, it's kind of like now.
Yeah.
But anyway, That's neither here nor there, right. Obviously.
So now, your final scores are Stevie's in third place with 300 points. Boxman's in second place with 5,600. Rick, you pulled it out. You win with 6,600 points. I did not fuck up Final Jeopardy, which is an even bigger bonus.
I think Rick needs some applause.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Boxman.
I'm surprised as anybody.
You're welcome. The joys of having a podcast allow me to do that.
Yeah. All right, Rick, that means you will move on to round two. You are one step closer to the possibility of winning the $25 gift card that, of course, is the prize for winning this thing, as well as picking a subject for either a tier list show or for the wrestling show. But, all right, that has been match number five. Boxman, thank you very much. Boxman, go ahead and give one final plug to your show.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate you guys having me on. That was fun. That was actually a really good time. I like that. Anyway, you guys can find, no problem. You guys can find us Wednesday nights right after, what's that show? AEW, a little bit right after that. Usually between, 10:15, 10:20, we go ahead and go on. And right after SmackDown on Friday night, you can get us on Mixlr.com/DirtSheetDudes. And you can find us anywhere. You can iTunes, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Spreaker, Facebook, YouTube, everywhere. There you go.
All right. Bye. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure. Hopefully we can have you. I know schedules kind of conflict because we either go on before you or stuff like that.
Maybe we can just mesh together and do one little nice little show together one night.
That would be great. I think that would be kind of fun. I would love to work with you and Anthony again.
Yeah, man. We'll all do a little collaboration.
There you go.
We will get it done. We will get it done, gentlemen. Thanks again, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bob.
All right, guys. All right. See y'all next time.
See you.
All right. All right.
See you, Bob. All right. Stevie, thank you again. We'll keep in touch with you what the subject is going to be for this upcoming Friday night if you want to be on again. You're basically becoming one of our regulars, so you're going to be under contract.
Okay.
Yeah, Stevie, yeah, it's more than welcome to come on.
Exactly.
It's the episode so.
Yeah. So, yeah. Stevie, thank you. Rick, thank you very much. We're going to keep in touch with you for when round two is going to start.
All right.
Good job, Rick.
Fun.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, this was a lot of fun, and I did not fuck up Final Jeopardy. I want that known.
I knew you wouldn't. I have faith in you.
Rick,
it was your faith in me that carried me through.
Well, I'm glad.
Hey.
Eric, you know I still love you, too.
I'll see you at work on Thursday.
All right, guys. All right, thank you very much. This has been Unscripted Jeopardy, matchup number 5. Matches number 6 and 7 will be this Tuesday night. Here on Blog Talk Radio, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
I'm going to try it, 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock Eastern Time. So thank you very much, everybody, for joining us. Whoever tried to call in.
What are the matchups for Tuesday?
Oh, that would help if I did that, right? Tuesday's matches are, we're going to have Stephanie, Clinith, Rye, and my sister Mindy. And then after that, we're going to have John, my buddy Joey, and my buddy Baron.
Awesome.
So,
Clinith will be back on the show, and Rye will be.
Yep. All right, everybody. Thank you very much. Rick, congratulations
bye,
again,
guys.
And we'll talk to you soon. All right, bye, Eric.
All right.
Adios.
Thanks, Aaron. Have a good night. Take care, guys.
All right, you too, guys. All right, bye.